This is KERA News. I'm Stella Chavez. 12 Syrians were expected to arrive in Texas today, including a family of six in Dallas. Earlier, a judge ruled there would not be a hearing this week on the state's lawsuit regarding Syrian refugees. The state of Texas last week sued the federal government and a nonprofit over the refugees, and it wanted a hearing this week. A federal judge in Dallas said no. U.S. District Judge David Godbee held a conference call with attorneys on Monday and told them to keep filing legal briefs. That's according to an attorney for the ACLU, which represents the nonprofit resettlement agency being sued. For refugees, getting into the United States takes a long time. It's complicated, according to two former Department of Homeland Security secretaries who defended the resettlement process during a call with reporters.
You were trying to insert an operational terrorist into the United States, having them sit for 18 months to 2 years on the hope that they could fool everybody and get in, would, I think, probably not be the most operationally attractive thing for a terrorist leader.
That's Michael Chertoff, who was DHS Secretary under President George W. Bush. A trip to the U.S. starts with a referral by the United Nations. Then, the refugees are checked against different databases, including terrorist watch lists. They also participate in multiple interviews.
We're sending people into the field who are looking for discrepancies in stories, checking what they're being told against facts that we do know about people, cross-comparing stories when you're interviewing multiple people.
Texas is one of about 30 states that has opposed the resettlement process following last month's deadly attacks in Paris. The Syrian refugees are escaping violence in their homeland. 21 of them are scheduled to arrive in Texas this week. A family of six coming to Dallas will join relatives already living in North Texas. During the press call, former DHS Chief Janet Napolitano defended the refugee resettlement program.
No one should presume that one gets refugee status easily. That's just not the way the programs work. And the cost to the United States would be quite significant if we turned off those programs.
Ultimately, she says, it would hurt how the U.S. is viewed around the world and how Americans view themselves. Stella Chavez, KERA News.